A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice! Looking for a place to hear your fave K and J-pop groups? Or to discover new ones? Look no further, because this is K-pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this edition of This is K-pop. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid, aka Roy Turner. Today we'll be talking about NMIX on their first world tour, episode one, on its stop here in the Dallas, Texas area, specifically Irving, Texas, a suburb here at the Toyota Music Factory that's hosted tons of K-pop shows that we've covered. I hope you all check out those episodes. And my gosh, what a great show. I was so excited for this. So much to talk about, so many things I want to get into. As you know, I don't just do the whole thing of like, oh, they played this and that. No, I take you there and offer my own experience, which as you guys know, is often colorful. All right. So to start this thing off, I want to say this. So when I started what I call my K-pop journey, whatever the fuck you want to call it, I guess it was around 2022 with Blackpink, and I was going to, suddenly I was going to all these shows, and I was assigned all this stuff, and it was this incredible summer. And the next year, I should say this, thankfully during that time, I actually met somebody, my friend David, who I'm so grateful to. He's such a great guy, and I'm grateful for his friendship. And I've talked about this before in the other episodes, but the strangest thing happened was that he and I were sitting next to each other at a Mama Moo show in Fort Worth. And the next thing you know, we were sitting next to each other again at a Triple S show. And then I think another one, we're like, you know what? I think the universe is telling us something here. We should probably be going to these together or make some sort of connection. And, you know, he's older like me, and so, you know, he goes to the shows alone, and he doesn't do it professionally like I do. He just has a genuine love for it, which I love. And again, he's a great guy, someone whose company I really enjoy. So it's been so great, you know, because, you know, he goes alone, I go alone, and we're like the old guys and at the K-pop show, and which is unfortunate that we shouldn't have to feel anything but welcome at these shows, because we're both, you know, true fans, and we're there to support and have a good time and all that good stuff. But you know, I've talked about this before. It's the K-pop crowd, for whatever reason, tends to be, you know, that's great, you know, young and whatever. But it's just odd that it would be a thing sometimes. I'm not trying to lump David into this. Maybe this is my own thing. But we often sometimes feel unwelcome, and that, you know, and that shouldn't be the case. And that speaks to a larger conversation about this generation and how they feel about, you know, the things that came before them and whatever. And they're very gatekeepy. And I say, fuck that. We're there to have a good time too. So, and a good time we did. So I want to get into it here a little bit. So, okay. I mentioned David because it's so funny. Because when NMIX came to Dallas World area for their showcase tour in 2023, I was, you know, again, just starting my journey. And I was, at that point, I was just excited to go to any K-pop show, sight unseen. It didn't matter. The fact it was going to be at the Toyota Music Factory meant that it was going to be a bigger show. And I hadn't heard even a note. And I was already had my sights on going. And I'd gotten approved to cover it in a press capacity. And I cannot tell you for the life of me, maybe it's just, you know, I was busy being, you know, a dad and you know, and all my other endeavors. I'm also a filmmaker. For some reason, I somehow spaced this. It wasn't like, oh, you know, it came and went and I forgot about it or didn't get tickets or something came up and I had to say, oh, I can't go. No, like it came and went. I had tickets and just completely forgot about it. So NMIX has been in my back pocket for 3 years of like, man, I got to get on that. But what I also was unaware of is I didn't realize how popular NMIX has become, which is great. Really only in the last 6 months. David was actually at that that first show in 2023. And I asked him last night, I was like, were there this many people in this red hot crowd? He's like, no, man, they were new. It was a showcase. It was only kind of the people that already kind of knew about it. And, but man, alive. So number one, I guess because of the popularity and I don't have enough pool or water to draw in that world, I wasn't approved to cover the show. But I was determined to go anyway, just because, again, I loved them so much. I was sad I missed the last one. Again, they've been in my back pocket for a few years. And, you know, I love that, you'll love me like this and love me like that. My daughter loves that song and that. So anyway, and not to mention, and when I say not to get into personal shit, well, of course, this is my fucking show. I'm going to get into personal shit. That's what you're here for. This is, you can hear a review anywhere else. But here, the thing is that, you know, I'm unfortunately going through a very challenging time in my personal life. And I was like, man, I need a night out. I've just moved to my own place and I'm going through, you know, a lot of things. I was like, man, I'm going. And so, all right, okay, cool. So I thought, all right, I'll just buy a ticket. You know, who cares? But here's the thing is that what you don't know is that doing what I do, I get paid in cash a lot. And then for things I won't disclose, right now, I've had to separate my joint bank account, so I'm only carrying cash. So even if I found a ticket on Ticketmaster or StubHub or SeatGeek, whatever, I wasn't going to be able to purchase it, online. So I thought, yeah, you know, and this is where my naivete comes. Is I thought, okay, I'll just show up at the window, and again, doing what I do, I have a lot of friends in this business. That I'm so grateful for that love me and I love them and they're always helpful in my agendas and they also are aware of what's happening in my personal life and wanted to help and one of them shout out to my man Carlos he was doing what he could to get me in and get in there and ultimately he was unable to do it so I was like all right I'll just buy a ticket so I get down there. And I don't even have a freaking car right now. I mean, I had to make that happen too. And I don't live close to this venue anymore. So that was an investment. So I get down there early and I thought I'd go next door to this place. I forget what it's called. It's something Yard House. And I love it. It's feet, literally mere like 20 feet from the front door of the Toyota Music Factory. And they boast the largest selection of craft beers. Like you walk in and have like 100 beers, but including their own house beverages. It's just right up my alley. And so I thought, man, you know, it's Final Four season. I thought, I'm going to go watch a basketball game, have some food, try some of their tasty beverages. And I'm going to rock out and mix, hook up with David. It's going to be great. You know, meet up with David and all that and do this. And so I thought I would just go to the window, but here's what happened was, as I'm sitting there at the Yard House, it is the longest line I have ever seen in my life getting in to this venue. It's wrapped around the building twice. I'm looking online at the ticket stuff, and I'm like, man, like I might not get into that. Like, are there any tickets left? And even this weird thing was happening where even when I went online, they wouldn't let you buy just one ticket. You had to buy two. And it was at this resell premium thing. And I was like, man, I want to see it, but I can't. You know, we're talking like $500 now to buy two tickets. So I went to the window to say hello to my friends anyway and just to see if I could, you know, buy a ticket, you know, there. And I saw somebody I recognized that was sitting, because Carlos wasn't actually there. And a friendly guy, he recognized me and he was like, man, you know, we don't have a comp for you, but they're gonna sell you a ticket. I was like, all right, cool, you know, thank you. And this older gal that I've never seen before, she was like, okay, you know, and I was prepared for her to tell me that the ticket was gonna be like, you know, close to 200, maybe even more. And to my delight, I couldn't believe it when she said that the ticket was only going to be $55. I don't know if that was a gift for me or if it was something that wasn't on sale to the general public. Whatever it was, I'm grateful and thank you guys. So as I start to whip out my cash, this is where the boomer in me comes in, because it's like, you know, what's up with this, like, no cash venue thing? I mean, it's legal currency. All right. I get it that y'all's generation does not have desire or reference to do or hold things in your hand physically. Okay. All right. I don't want to stream anything. I want to hold the album cover. All right. I want to look at the album cover. I want to drop the needle on the record. I don't want to use a Kindle. I want to go to the store. I want to pick up that book. I want to turn that page. You know what I mean? And also, none of you have ticket stubs, do you? You bought the ticket through your phone. They scanned it when you walked in, and then it disappeared. Now, I've got ticket stubs from all of these adventures. And, you know, something physical. And it's like, you know, I go to fucking McDonald's with my kids, and the Gen Z guy behind the counter can't even count back my change because he's never fucking seen, physical money before. I mean, I'm not trying to, stay in the past, but I mean, you don't accept money, So they were like, we're a no cash venue. And all I had was a Benjamin, $100 bill, and she was like, it has to be exact change. So here's where some of the trouble starts. I swear I did my best to stay out of trouble this time. So I went literally feet away. That whole area is so full of, bustling with restaurants and bars and shit. And I walked like 20 feet into this outdoor bar, bought a shot, and had to pay cash for it so I could get the change to go back to the window to buy this ticket. And they were like, cash, what? And it took like three trips for this dude to like go in the back and get, break a $100 bill. It's just like, golly. But again, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm in the fucking past. So I didn't mean to buy a shot. I just didn't know what else to buy. I couldn't buy a beer because I didn't have time to sit there and drink it. So the idea of the shot was just something quick. That was the practicality of it. So anyway, I do it and I rush back over to the window. And there's like four people in line. In my mind, there's like one ticket left and they're going to get it. And I was like, oh, fuck. And so while I'm standing in line, my great friend, Carrie Abernathy, bless you, my dear. I guess she had heard my voice or she knew that I was there. While I was standing waiting, thinking I'm not going to get in, four people back, she waves to me and hands me a comp ticket. And now I'm in the show. So for all that I'm going through, and it's hard to see green when there's so much fucking blue, as Prince would say, I'm blessed that I have friends. I'm blessed that anybody else would not have received that. And that I've done something in my life to make those people want to do nice things for me. So bless you guys. I love you for that. And thank you. And I just showed her my shot. I was like, I'm toasting you right now. So, okay. So now it's time to get into the show. I get in, I text David because he was also helping me he has this little network of his K-pop folks that I've never met that might have a ticket somewhere. And I let him know that he was off the hook and I'm ready to rock. So, and his ticket actually wasn't that far from mine. So anyway, I get in to the show and come to find out, and I mean, I'm getting totally grateful. The ticket was at the very top in the very back. And I think, again, in an area that you may not have been available to the general public, it was just like, the kind of the handicap section. But there were like three or four empty seats around me. So I texted David and I was like, get your ass over here, man. We're going to have a good time. Okay. Now, we've talked about this before and we get into it and yada, yada, yada. Look, I'm not a fucking drunk. I'm not an alcoholic, but I like to have a beverage. And especially that I wasn't even working tonight and all that I'm going through, fuck yeah, I'm going to have a beverage. And what is the craziest thing is that those I know they like, you know, the venue likes to book these K-pop shows and they sell out. But man, those bartenders have to be like, oh, fuck, it's K-pop, because no one drinks. I don't know if it's because if you guys are under 21 or it's this whole, like, I read these reports all the time about how this generation, they're not having sex, they're not drinking, they're not smoking. That's probably a good thing. Good for y'all. You guys are learning from our mistakes and you're leading a healthy life. I can't fault you for that, okay? And I know it's K-pop. It's not a metal concert or it's not Lynyrd fucking Skynyrd, but there's just something about that environment that I have been around and have been at so many times that I just immediately equate with, let's have a drink, let's get fucking loud, and let's have a good time. And again, I couldn't buy a beverage because it was cash only. So I had to go over to guest services. They had this thing set up for losers like me, I guess, where you can give them cash and they'll immediately turn it into this magical gift card and you can go there and you can swipe it and all that. And the bartenders were grateful because they were just like, I think you're our only customer tonight. And I tipped them well to make up for it. For all of you. No. Okay. So I get there. David comes to the seat. He's all looking sharp with a new haircut. Has a date later after the show. Show starts and it is on, man. It is on. Like they came, those girls came out guns a-blazing. Gorgeous as hell, and this great stuff. I hope you guys will check out my YouTube channel, Tricky Kid TV, where you can see all of this. If you go to trickykid.com and look up the InMix episode, you'll be able to see the video as well. If you're listening to it on iHeartRadio, you might see a little bit of it, but I would definitely would go there. And again, I'm shooting from the very back on an iPhone, so it's not my usual, fare. But I think I did a decent enough job for you guys to enjoy. So that's how the evening began. We're going to take a quick break right now. I'm going to get into some other five different costume changes. And the show was just great. We're going to take one more break, and I'll be right back with more with InMix on their first world tour episode.
While we take a short break, let me assure you this isn't an ad you can afford to skip. Simply be entranced by my voice so you can hear from these great sponsors. And now, back with more Tricky Kid Radio. Once again, your host, Roy Turner.
So I want to tell you about a very great experience. As I mentioned, I'm actually going through some changes in my personal life that has led me to have to find and found a new residence. And that was, first of all, number one responsible is that I found Smart City. And specifically, I found like the most golden employee of Smart City. Okay, her name was Alex Quintero. And without exaggeration, without lip service, Alex saved my ass, and I could not have found this gorgeous home, this new home that I'm in, that I'm recording from to you right now. And here's the cool thing. So many ads that you see, because I found it on Instagram through an ad, and what is it? Oh, you're looking for a job, but if you click on it, you become that somebody else's customer. You know, you sign up for some subscription service and then you might find a job, but they're still going to get paid from you. And this is what I was concerned about. This is not one of those things. Smart City, you do not pay them. They will work their ass off to get you the right place. And it took, I mean, again, if you were talking about a hourly wage, whatever, Alex earned every cent of it. And how it works is that once they land you your place and you sign your lease, then the place that you signed up with, that's who pays them. So it's of no cost to you. And what was so surprising that not only did she turn out to be my locator, but she turned out to be a great friend, a genuine caring person that helped me not only handle, you know, as a professional transaction of getting me into a new place, but she was kind and caring and constantly offered words of support and comfort. And Alex, I am endlessly grateful to you for that. If you're looking for a place, check out Smart City. Specifically, call Alex Quintero. She is the greatest. Her number is 214-598-598. 214-598-8807. That's 214-598-8807. Okay? Now, you can ask about Smart City. So where did she get me? Well, I was living in Frisco, about an hour, 45 minutes north of Dallas. And I wanted to stay as close as I possibly could within my budget. And for people like me that may, or like you may perhaps, have had some credit issues, or your credit score might not be what you would hope it to be, or what the world is expecting it to be these days, which is crazy. I tried to rent a car on my birthday, and they turned me down over my credit score. I mean, what is that about? So, but this place did not. And again, they, people know me as I'm a bit of a lunatic. And so Alex, jumped through so many hoops to even deal with me. And then so did these people. And who I'm talking about is Pros. Pros is a developer real estate place that has several locations in the DFW area, especially North Dallas. And I landed in the town of Anna, Texas. It's only about 15, 20 minutes from Frisco. It's just up 75 north, just a hop, skip, and a jump from McKinney. And I am now the proud resident of Pros Anna Town Square. And not only am I so grateful to get to Alex, but I'm so grateful to the staff here at Pros Anna Town Square for, again, I had the wrong ID. I had the wrong credit score. I had to, do a couple different things. They hooked me up with a company called The Guarantors that helped me, make a down payment guarantee so that I could be here. And finally got the keys. Big shout out to Rachel Thomas. She is the head leasing professional here and has a wonderful team behind her. Shout out to Sydney and another female Alex that's part of this great, great team. And I'm so happy and excited to be part of this amazing community. When I turn the keys and open the door, first of all, I'm the first resident in this gorgeous unit. No one has ever lived here. It's a brand new complex, again, here in Anna, Texas. And you have that new car smell. You walk in and everything is the hardwood floors. Everything is brand new, state-of-the-art appliances, and the amenities are amazing. I've got valet trash pickup where you just bag it up, sit at your front door like you're at a hotel. After 5 o'clock, it's gone. There's pickleball court. There's a dog park. There's even a indoor housing private dog wash. The pool is something out of like a Vegas resort with state-of-the-art grills and cornhole and music and these gorgeous lounges and those chairs that actually sit in the water and all that. There's a private gym. There's a business center. There's a clubhouse with a gorgeous pool table and shuffleboard that my children love. There's pop-up coffee shop and breakfast tacos, and just, it's just a gorgeous gated community. I am so excited. Come be my neighbor. If not here in Anna, give Pros a call. Check them out at prosannatownsquare.com. Or if you want to come to Anna, call Rachel Thomas directly at 469-840-0005. Once again, that's 469-840-0005. Thanks again to Alex Quintero from Smart City, to Rachel here at Pros, and their entire staff.
A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio.
K-pop fans, rejoice. Looking for a place to hear
stuff after the break. All right. Here we go. So at one point, after like three or four songs, I was ready for another beverage, had to use the restroom, and it occurred to me, one thing you guys don't know, that are on the outside, is every venue you go to has what is called a comp section. It's one full row, usually pretty close to the stage. In this case, it's row P. So what is that? I'm not going to count A, B, C, D, whatever it is, was it 20 rows back? On the left, But it's a place for, okay, let's say me, I cover a show, I get a photo pass, and then after the show, I have a ticket to go watch the rest of the show. So they have to put these people somewhere. Contest winners, friends and family of the band, the venue, whatever. So anyway, I just gave away the letter. I probably shouldn't have done that. Anyway, but I didn't tell you what section. Anyway, so I thought, you know, hey, you know, let's go look at the comms section for a second. And even though technically I didn't have a ticket to be down there. I thought, you know, let's see what's available. So, and usually when you go down there, the very last five or so seats are empty. And in this case was no different. So I went, got David, and I said, all right, man. I said, even though we're way in the back up top, I'm kind of enjoying this. I've never seen a show from up here. Technically, I did see Beck from the center of that section many years ago. But I'm saying I've never seen, like, it was just, we had, you know, empty seats around us. There was nobody behind us. We were elevated. We could see. Kind of not so good for the footage I was trying to get. But in terms of the actual, you know, experience, it was actually great. Because now this meant going down there, there's going to be people right directly at eye level in front of you holding up their phones and people behind you. And you know, do we want to do that? And David was the first one to say, you know, do you really like it better down here? And I actually said, you know, no. And we actually, you know, if you want, we can go back to where we were. But he was like, you know, let's stick it out. Okay. And anyway, and this is the only part, and I have no obligation to mention this. I have no agenda other than just to, in the spirit of accountability, and it really wasn't anything, again, but it's like, why can't I get through one of these fucking K-pop shows without, something, or me being a fucking dumbass? Okay, at this point, I admittedly was, this is kind of later in the show now. I was a little buzzed now. And so anyway, I always use the time when they take the little breaks and go, hi, this, what did you think of this last stage? And hi, I'm so-and-so. You know, I know that for if you're a young fan, that might even be your favorite part of the show. For me, it means nothing. So I use that time to, you know, I could probably tweet when I get home, but I like to, you know, to be in the moment and give it to you as soon as I can and do it live and that sort of thing. And it's also great for the hashtags too. So anyway, all right. So I was like, okay, so I sat down. Now, I don't know if I did this or not, but there was somebody to my right of me who left and never came back. I don't know if it was because of me. But I don't know if it was them or me, maybe it was probably me, knocked over one of my tall cans of beer. And so suddenly the floor is now fucking soaked in beer, like some gross boomer. And then I did this, and I'm probably beating myself up a little bit too much because of what I'm going through or just because of whatever. But it occurred to me, like, I wanted to have just a quick smoke, cigarette. I don't smoke pot. I don't do that vaping shit. And, you know, and when you're at these shows, you see these people, you know, I mean, not at K-pop, but, in a rock and roll show, everyone's smoking pot, everyone's vaping, and, you know. And I don't know. I guess, again, it was just the pushback on, are you all a bunch of fucking pussies or something? You know, like, why aren't you having sex? Why aren't you smoking and drinking? Again, you know, the sober mind tells me, you know, if it was my child, I'd be like, right on. But the 19-year-old in me is like, does anybody want to have any fucking fun around here? And so I took out I had like a little mini cigar, and I just took a couple of puffs. No big deal. And oh my God, the K-pop fucking mob behind me was on me like white on fucking rice. And I guess it took the male one of the group to go, hey man, can you put that out? And immediately, and I did. Again, this whole thing, and I don't have to admit this in this to you, so I hope you appreciate it. So the whole thing, was like less than 1 minute. And the minute he said I did, I dropped it onto the floor that was soaking wet with beer. like how embarrassing, and it went out immediately. One thing I do want to offer to David, I felt like that, you know, again, I've been in this apartment by myself for like 9 days and have barely spoken to anybody. So David, I'm sorry if I was a little overly talkative. The one thing I cannot stand during shows is when someone's fucking wearing me out with conversation in my ear while I'm trying to enjoy this show that we've looked forward to and have spent money on and, you know, took the effort to come out here, and all this person is doing is fucking yapping in my ear. I personally, not because I want it to be true, I personally don't think that I did that, but I think I might have, you know, flirted with that. I think on a scale from 1 to 10, did I talk too much? I don't think it was on a 10, and not because I want that, but it might have been a 3, maybe even a 4, and it should have been a 1. So, David, for that, I am sorry. The last thing I would ever want to do is make you regret, being so kind to me and not wanting to do the shows with me. I'm so grateful for our friendship and how kind you've been to me, and I genuinely enjoy your company. So my bad on that one. So, because he was talking about Twice is coming for 2 nights in Austin. That's his favorite group, and he was all excited. I didn't know anything about it, so I'm like, "Oh, what? Twice? Road Trip? What?" But he was like, "Hey, man, you know, let's chat after." So I got the message, and I didn't say a word for the rest of the fucking night. And I think there were at least 8 songs left. So hopefully, you got to enjoy those songs in peace. And I'm sorry about that. And here is also something where I feel like nerp, is that there's so many of their songs that I didn't realize were in mix. You know that one song, God, I'm gonna murder it, but the one that goes, whatever. I didn't know that was them. And every song was like, oh, that is also in mix. But man, there were about...
For your fave K and J-pop groups, or to discover new ones, look no further, because this is K-Pop. Hosted by your fave Blink and K-Pop obsessive, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this edition. All right, so let's get into the show now, man. I tell you right now, one thing I was so impressed by is that a lot of the K-Pop shows I go to, or any show you go to, The norm for like a rock band is usually around 15, 16 songs and then maybe like a 2-song encore. Usually not over 20 songs unless you're Bruce Springsteen or, you know, doing these Notorious or you know, Taylor Swift is known for doing a long show. But I've been to some K-pop shows, especially some of these showcase ones where they were doing less than 12 songs. And half of it was, again, a lot of talking to kind of eat up the time. NMIX still did their little breaks and intermissions and introductions and all that, and they played a whopping 28 songs. Perhaps the longest K-pop show I've seen yet, and all the better for it, and was so grateful and thought that was so incredibly awesome. They started with I think it was the OO or 0.0, whatever, but their very, very first single from way back in, well, I said way back from 2022, of course, they're coming to the States in support of last year's Blue Valentine album, their debut album that came out last October. So, of course, the set was going to lean, pretty heavily on that. I mean, I think they did like 7 songs: "Adore You," "Blue," the title track, "Phoenix," "Rico," "Reality Hurts," "Spinning on It," "Shape of Love." They also had an EP. That also came out they had an EP called part of the FE3 04 series called 4. The very first one is self-titled, and it's Break, Stick Out, and then last year's was Forward. And let me find this here very quickly here. Let's go and find that here. Hang on, excuse me. FE3 04 Forward, and from that one they played High Horse, Know About Me, Papillion, Slingshot, just some great stuff. One thing I thought it was really I guess I wouldn't say strange, but this was, surprise, a pleasant one, I would say, is I absolutely love Christmas. I'm a big Christmas guy. And if you guys have checked out my Spotify channel, my YouTube channel, anything that I'm involved in around the holidays, I am all about. I always make an annual new Christmas playlist of all the new songs that came out for that year in time for the holidays. And then I started realizing that K-pop actually does some Christmas songs. And there's really not enough for it to be its own K-pop Christmas mixtape yet. And why should it? Why can't I just throw it into the mix, pun intended, of the regular songs? And one of my absolute favorites, Christmas song, whether it be K-pop or otherwise, is NMIXX's from back in 2022. They came out with a song called Funky Glitter Christmas. And it has become a staple for us in our house around the holidays. I mean, it is like, to the point now where it ain't Christmas until we hear Funky Glitter Christmas. So I was really surprised when I, during the, I believe it was during the encore, when I had gone, I had gone to the restroom or whatever and came back, and I could hear the song Beat Beat, which is what they used to start the encore from FE304 Stick Out. But then the very next song in the encore was Funky Glitter Christmas. So I don't know why. I have no explanation why they would do a Christmas song in April. You know, I'm sure they're aware that it's not Christmas time here. Maybe they just love the song and it's so damn good that we just can play it all year round. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then they finished the show with Moving On and Adore You. Adore You, of course, being, of course, from Blue Valentine, the new record, and Moving On also being from Stick Out as well. But man, this was such a great show. The costume changes, the choreography, and I love it when a group gets to graduate to what I say to having a live band. Like when I see Blackpink or Twice or some of these groups that have been able to become larger and be able to afford live, because like when you think, well, why doesn't, you know, why didn't Eunice have a live band last month? Well, it's because they can afford it, okay, and or maybe it doesn't lend itself to it, but I think it's always so much better when you get to hear that live music. And so they had a live band and was just kicking ass the whole night. Like I said, it was a long 28 song, two hour plus show. I can't talk today. I just really, really enjoyed it. Well, we're going to come back with some final thoughts, but I just really wanted to say Lily, Haewon, Seulyoon, Bae, Jiwoo, Kaijun, like my goodness, you guys kicked ass. We'll be right back. Hey there, everyone. Costume changes, and the show was just great. We're going to take one more break, and I'll be right back with more with NMIXX on their first world tour, episode 1. All right. Thanks again so much for tuning in. My endless thanks once again to my girl Carrie Abernathy, my man Carlos, the whole staff there at Toby Music Factory. And of course, as I mentioned previous, of course, my girl Alex from Smart City, the whole crew here at Pros Anna Town Square, welcoming to my new home. Thank you for joining me. And again, I'm going to leave you with the title track from NMIXX's 2025 record, Blue Valentine. And we'll see you next time. Seconds, such a bitch in red blood. We saw you forever, I can't see it now. Can you see it now? Building up your broken glass underground. Do they catch you up the head or we can figure it out? If this love is over, does it feel better now? It's hotter and colder. Keep the fire lit. Shake all the time, we're in an unacceptable. 아무것도 없이 뻗어.
like it. It's all you.
It's all you.
Pack your mom and weapon on your own cloud. We're the one together. I can feel it now. Can you feel it now?
Rollercoaster처럼 우린 정신없이 흔들려도 돌아갈 걸.